Just some opening questions from Parshas Noach and from Parshas Lech Lecha. Torah concludes Parshas Lech Lecha Noach by telling us Vatihi Sarah Akara Ein Lavalad. That Sarah was an Akara, she didn't have any children. We see from the Gemara Yevamos and Daf Samach Dalid that the Gemara learns that not only was Sarah an Akara, but Avram was also an Akar. So the question therefore is, if Avraham was an Akar also, why does the Pasuk only tell us that Sarah was an Akar and not Avraham Avinu? Secondly, by the Migdal, by the Dor Flaga, the Torah tells us, Vayered Hashem Liros is a Migdal, that Hashem went down to see the Migdal. This idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu having quote-unquote a Yerida, coming down into the world, is not too frequent. And in fact, Pirkei Rav Elazar has a very long drasha which spans many prakim, where he explains that this concept called the Yerida of Hashem into the world only took place 10 times. And one of them is here by the Haflaga. And the question is, what was the purpose of this Vayerid? We learn general halachas from that a dying can't judge unless he sees, but it's a rarity. And such, it requires explanation why dafka there was a Yerida here by the Haflaga. The Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah, Perek Lamed Ches, tells us that Avraham Avinu lived at the time of the Haflaga. And although we don't see from the Psukim the connection outright between Avram and the Haflaga, it comes out that Avram Avinu was 48 years old. And there's a Medrash which says in Pirkei Rav Elazar, Perek Chaf Dalet, Amar Nimrod, Nimrod said, La'amai to his nation, Boyu v'nivdan la'na'ir, G'doyla v'neishisham b'seicha, let us build a city and to settle in it. Avram ben Terach, Avram, the son of Terach, passed by and saw them building the city. They killed them b'shem Malakov, and he cursed them. But Amar, he said, as the pasuk of the Tehillim, Bila Hashem palug l'shayna. Umasu es devaru ke'evin mishlach agav b'karka. They were very upset with this, like an evin which is thrown to the ground. And about Avram, the pasuk says, Evin masu habayinim ha'yisal l'resh pina. So of course, this medrash needs explanation. What's fascinating, though, is that we see that the onish of the Dor HaFlaga, that Kadosh Baruch Hu mixed up the languages that the Pasuk describes, is really due to the curse of Avraham Avinu. He cursed them, and the Pasuk says, according to the Medrash, Bala Hashem Palag L'shayna. Palag L'shayna means that their language should be split. So that's literally what it means, that Hashem should separate them by their languages. So, once again, on the surface, we don't see how and why this came about. But from the Medrash we see it was due to Avraham Avinu, that he was the one who foiled this big plot against Ribbono Shel Olam called the Migdal and the Dor HaFlaga. The Medrash of Bereishis Rabbah says that Nimrod and his Chaverim, they cursed Avraham too. Not only cursed, but they insulted him, and they said, Avraham Zupir Dakara Lemailit. That Avraham here was 48 years old, just to, again, create the background. And people at that age, in that time, history, were having children. And they said, Avraham zupir da akara lemayah, that Avraham is not able to have children. It's interesting that that would be the insult which they throw at Avraham Avinu. And the Medrash even picks up on that to let us know. Another question is that immediately after Parshas Nayach and going to the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha, Hashem tells Avram, Lech Lecha mi'artzecha, o mi'veladetecha mi'beis avicha. And the Medrash points out that although it said at the end of Parshas Nayach, Vayamas Terach b'charan, Terach didn't really die. The Torah just didn't want it to look as if Avram was leaving in the life of Terach. People shouldn't say it was a chil Hashem, how is he leaving his father? But the Medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram that he should leave, even though he's leaving his father. Why? What about Kibbut Av? Lacha ani poitim b'Kibbut Avim. I'm giving you a special exemption, a special ptur from mitzvah Kibbut Avim. The question, though, is why? How and why did Avraham Avinu earn this exemption from Kibbut Avim? Another question is that Avram emerges from the Kivshan Ha'esh at the end of Parshas Noach. And in Parshas Lech Lecha, he's chasing after the Arba Malachim. And the Arba Malachim are chasing after the five Malachim. And the Torah tells us, it's explained by the Medrash, quoted by Rashi, that Melech Sdom falls into a pit. And at the end of the war, when Avram is victorious and Melech Sdom is able to emerge alive, so Chazal say that at the time, it was hard for everyone to believe that Avram Avinu was thrown into the Kivshan Ha'esh and he lived through that. But now that they saw that Melech Sdom fell into this pit and he emerged alive, so Lamafreya, they believed in Avram Avinu too. It's a very difficult medrash to understand. In fact, the Ramban asks, what's the connection between Avram and Sdom? The people are making that connection. So he makes an umdana, an okimta, and the Medrash, that perhaps Avram Avinu was walking by at the time that the Melech Sdom came out, and people, they witnessed Melech Sdom coming out as Avram was passing by, and they were able to draw the connection. Of course, these are the words of the Ramban, and we're makabel and believe shalim, but it's obviously a dochik in the Medrash to establish that okimta, to say Avram was walking by when Melech Sdom was coming out. And lastly, there's a Medrash Tanchum in Parshas Kisetze, that Iyov, who suffered from his friends and the betrayal, so he says to them, Zichronichem Mishlei Afar, really it's Mishlei Afer, that you remind me of this concept of Afer. He says, Ma'atem Ma'atem Misabir Shroim Meschem Veservim Bechem Shatem Tzadikim Kavram. You think that people look at you as being honest people, like Tzadikim, like Avram Avinu, that he says about himself, Anoichi Afar Ve'Afer? Ani Oimer Gabichem Ketor Haflaga. But to me, you are like the chaymer of the Dor HaFlaga, as the Pasuk says, V'hachaymer hayolachem l'chaymer. The mortar that they use, the Dor HaFlaga, to build this migdal, that's what you're like to me. You think you're a tzaddikim like Avram, people look at you that way, to me you're like the chaymer of the Dor HaFlaga. What's the connection? Such an interesting thing. Not only does he not turn it around and say, he doesn't say, people, you think people look at you as a tzaddik like Avram, really you're a rasha like Paro. It doesn't say that. It says, you think people think that you're a tzaddik like Avram, but really to me you're no more than just the mortar of the Kivshan Ha'esh. Could have picked anything for that matter. So, let's begin by trying to understand what it is, this Kivshan Ha'esh. Really what it is, this Migdal that they built. It's clear that they were building a Migdal to rebel against Hashem. The Medrash calls it a milchama al Hashem v'amashichai. The Medrash describes that they built a tower going all the way up to the heavens. They put a sword on the top as if they were making combat with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And one of the things which they say is Hava nilban alavinim v'nisif al-seifa. Let's make bricks by throwing them into a fire. And the pasuk says Vatehi lahem halavana ka'avlin. That bricks to them were like stones. And the Torah, as expressed by Chazal and by the Mefarshim, is addressing the question, why do they need to make bricks? Why didn't they use stone? Why do they have to come up with this chiddush, this innovation called man-made stone to build with? Why was stone not good? So some Rishonim learned that since they were in what the Torah calls a bika, in a valley, there were no stones in the valley, so they had to make their own bricks. And this was the advance in world technology at the time, the chiddush of a brick. However, another reason why they were mechadesh the brick was because this was a rebellion against Hashem. And in demonstrating this rebellion, they were showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this kfir against Ribbono Shel Olam. They were saying, we don't want your stones. Just like you make stones, we can make brick. And we see that they were building this gaiva, nase lanu shame, nivne lanu ir, to create a name for themselves, a shame for themselves, nase lanu, nivne lanu, let's build the us. To which, by the way, in Halel, on Yontiv and Rosh Chodesh, we say, loy lanu Hashem, loy lanu, ki l'shem cha. They said Nivne lanu, Nasa lanu. We say Loi lanu Hashem, Loi lanu. Two times lanu. We said it's not about us. And this gaiva of the Dahaflaga is what Avraham Avinu challenged. As the Yaakov Shemayni says, according to the Pasuk, Lo Yashavti Misei Shav, that I didn't sit with the Misei Shav, which is translated as the evil ones. So Chazal say in the Medrash, this is referring to Avram, that the Dahaflaga said to him, Bo Visayenu, come and help us, Sha'ata Gibor, you are a very powerful person. V'niv the Migdol V'rosh B'Shaman, let's build a Migdol and rebel against Hashem. They were trying to recruit Avraham Avinu. Amar, he said to them, Hinachten Migdol Shem Hashem. You are leaving Hashem, who's called Migdol Shem Hashem, and you're saying, Nasalanu Shem, let's build a shame. You're replacing this Shem Hashem for your own shame. As the Gemara tells us in Avodah Zarah, the Afiyat Testament Aleph, that Avraham lived at the Dor HaFlaga, and he had wanted nothing to do with him. And he was, again, 48 years old. Now, it could be, and this is really the suggestion, that there is a follow-up, there's an aftermath to what we know from this Chazal about the conversation between Avraham Avinu and Nimrod and his gangsters. And that perhaps is as follows. We know that Nimrod throws Avraham Avinu into the Kivshan Eish. In Parshas Lech Lecha, the leader of the kings, the first one mentioned in the Pasuk of the four kings who chase Avraham Avinu is Nimrod. The Torah calls him Amraphel. The Gemara says he's called Amraphel, Amar Paul, he was the one who threw Avram into the Kivshan Eish. So even though Avram, he emerged alive from the Kivshan Eish, Nimrod still wasn't done with him. In fact, Chazal say that the whole reason why he stole Lot and he started up with the five kings so that Avram would come and be able to kill Avram. Some Chazal say that since Lot looked like Avram, they thought that he was Avram. So this feud was not over. And it's the very same Nimrod who throws Avram into the Kivshan Eish, who is the Nimrod who builds the Migdal, according to most Mefarshim. So it could be as follows, that when the Torah tells us that Nimrod takes Avram and he throws him into the Kivshan Eish, who, what, where is this Kivshan Eish? What the pshat is that when the Torah tells us that the Dor HaMigdal, that they built this pit of fire, where they made the bricks, Nilubin Alevainim v'nisr falasreifa. This place of nisr falasreifa, this fire, is the Kivshan Eish into which Avraham was thrown into by Nimrod. Meaning, the very place where they were trying to build their gaiva, to establish their shame, they took Avram, who stood for the Shem Hashem, who rebuked them, who cursed them, and threw him into that fire. And that's called the Kivshan Eish. And if it sounds like it's a big chiddush, it is a big chiddush. But after researching the Rishonim, the Utsa Mefarshei HaTorah actually quotes this in the name of Rabbeinu Menayach, who's one of the Rishonim. That he says that the Kivshan Eish was the pit of Chaim Relevenim, which was made by the Dor HaFlaga. And it's merumis this way in Rashi as well, because when Rashi is describing this pit of the Dor HaMigdal, of the Dor HaFlaga, he says on V'nisr Falasaifa, Sarfim Oysam B'Kivshan. He calls it a Kivshan, which is what the Torah calls Ur Kastim, the Kivshan Eish. And Rashi said that the word Ur Kastim, the word Ur, is a lashon of a bika, of a valley. And the Torah tells us, by the Dor HaFlaga, Vayimtzu Bika, that they made this Migdal in a bika, in a valley. So with this being said, here we have Nimrod, who takes Avraham Avinu and throws him into the Kivshan Eish. And Avraham Avinu comes out alive. With this, we can go back and to answer some of our questions after establishing the following Hanukkah. The Medrash and the Gemara tells us that when Avram was in the Kivshan Eish, and it was time for him to be saved, so the Malachim each wanted to go in to save Avram Avinu. They were up in arms. Avram Avinu was in trouble. We need to save him. Michal wanted to go. Gavriel wanted to go. Hashem says, no, I'm going. It's ro'i and na'if for a yachid to save a yachid. Avram is yechidi batachtoinim, I'm yechidi balyoinim. I should be the one to save. So Hashem goes down and saves Avram Avinu. The question is that where do we find in Pasuk that Hashem is the one going down? When it comes to Yitzias Mitzrayim, Hashem says, I'm going down. Ani v'loy acher. Right? Ani Hashem, asher yitzisicha me'atz Mitzrayim. Va'ayreid lahatziloy. The Pasuk says, I will go down and save myself to take B'nai Yisrael. V'anoichi al chagam atloy. I will come and take you out. Where do we find that by? I mean, Hashem goes down and doesn't mention anything in the Pasuk? But perhaps this answers the question which we posed before, of why the Torah says, Vayerid Hashem liras es ha-migdal, that Hashem goes down to see the Migdal. It wasn't that Hashem was going down to see the Migdal. That was just an excuse for HaKadosh Baruch to go down. Why was he really going down? He was going down to save Avraham Avinu. So therefore, the Vayerid Hashem to go down by the Migdal, being that we established that the Migdal is the place of the Kivshan Ha'esh, Avraham was thrown into the fire there. So this answers the question, where did Hashem go down? The Pasuk says, Vayerid Hashem liras es ha-migdal. And that Yerida was in order to save Avraham Avinu. Now, the fact that Avraham Avinu goes into the Kivshan Ha'esh and he comes out alive, and he comes out alive because Kadosh Baruch Hu himself, Kivyachol, goes down to take him out, is significant. Because when you go into a fire like that and you come out alive, you're not the same as you was before. You become wholesome, you become changed, you're a different person now. Bein Beruchnius, Bein Begashmius, Avraham Avinu was different. He interacted and he understood, he saw Kadosh Baruch Hu in a way, in that fire, experiencing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like nothing before. Just like if you take a kli, which is Tameh, and you put it into a fire, you do libun, as the Pasuk says, v'nilbun alevein yirinisra lefeifa, it goes from being Tameh to being Tahar. And in fact, according to the Parashas Drachim, he poses a pshat in Drush Beis, that this hakir of the Rishonim, when and how did Avinu have a din Yisrael, if he did in fact have a din Yisrael, he suggests that when Avram went into the fire, he became a Yisrael. That was when he was makabel his Yiddishkeit. Ad kadei kach was the impact of the Kivshan Ha'esh. So perhaps we can say that when Avraham Avinu, when he went into the Kivshan Ha'esh, now was taken out by Kadosh Baruch Hu, he was changed physically, in that he was once an Akar and now was no longer an Akar anymore. This was the moment where Avraham Avinu was healed from his infertility. Not only that, but spiritually as well, like we said before. Chazal tell us that Avraham Avinu, if you make the calculation, was, again, at the age of 48 at the time of the Dor HaFlaga. And Chazal say that at the age of 48, Avram hikir is bayir. Avram was, he saw, he understood his master, his creator. So it could be that these two chazals go together. The reason why Avram was 48 when he was hikir is bayir was because that was when he was thrown into the Kivshan Ha'esh at that age. And since Hashem was in that fire and he took him out, Avram Avinu interacted with the Kodesh Baruch Hu that way. That's what it means, that when he was 48, hikir is bayir. In the Kivshan Ha'esh at 48, hikir is bayir. Now let's go back to our questions. We explained already Vayerid Hashem Liras Es HaMigdal, that Hashem went down to take Avram out. That's what it means when he went down to the Migdal of the Dor HaFlaga. We also asked that Vatihi Sarah Kara in Lavala, the Torah says Sarah was an Akara. Why doesn't it say that Avram was an Akar? The pshat is because right before that, two psukim earlier, it says that Avraham and Terach and Haran, they went to Ur Kasdim, and they were leaving Ur Kasdim. So now that Avraham was thrown into Ur Kasdim, into the fire, into the Kivshan Ha'esh, and he came out, so he wasn't an Akar anymore. So although the Gemara teaches us in Yevamos that Avraham was an Akar, and Sarah too, but Avraham was only an Akar before the Kivshan Ha'esh. But now that he went into the Kivshan Ha'esh, he wasn't an Akar anymore. So the Torah tells you, as they were leaving or cast him, that Sarah was an Akara in Levalat. She couldn't have children. But Avraham was no longer an Akar. In fact, it goes very nicely because after the Malchama with the four kings, says that Avram was somewhat upset and sad, and Hashem says, why are you so sad, Avram? And he says, I don't have any children. Hashem says, no, I'm taking you outside of your mazel. And Hashem says, don't worry, I'm going to give you children. And Hashem says, Ani Hashem asher utzeichem yerkastim. I'm Hashem who took you out of Urkastim, and just like I took you out of Urkastim, I'm going to give you the land of Eretz Yisrael too. What does Ani Hashem asher utzeichem yerkastim have to do with the fact that Avram doesn't have any children? Hashem could have said many things. I'm Hashem who saved you from the four kings. I'm Hashem who saved you from Paro. Like, why does he say that? Shad is, no, since the topic of discussion is Avraham's infertility, Hashem tells Avraham, you think that you're not able to have children. It's not true. I am Hashem that I myself took you out of work custom. And in fact, that's how the Gemara learns it in Pesachim Kuf Yud Ches, where the Gemara says that Hashem himself took Avram out. V'lo yared ela imar ela kadosh baruch hu ba'atzmo shenemar, ani Hashem asher utzeichem yerkastim. Which is the same lashon we find by Mitzrayim. Ani Hashem asher utzeichem yerkastim. Me'eretz Mitzrayim. So this was the answer. The answer is that you are able to have children because you went into Ur Kasdim and I took you out. In fact, we say every day in Shacharis, in Vayivarach David, a pasuk which is mashma this way. We say, "Atahu Hashem Elokech al Shem Levadecha, Ata Sizes Hashemayim Shem Shemel Chotzvam." You make Shemayim, the Shmei Shemayim, the Chotzvam, and all their legions, like as if to say, like all their children. Haaretz v'chol asher aleha, the land and all of its children. Hayamim v'chol asher aleha, the seas and all of their children. V'atam machay yaskum, you give life to everything. Utzva Hashem Elokech Shnachavim. You are Hashem Elokim, Asher Bacharta b'Avram, v'hotzeisu mi'or kastim v'sampashmo Avraham. We know that when Hashem gave Avraham the letter Hey at the Shas HaBris, now he was really able to have children, and so was Sarah. What does v'hotzeisu mi'or kastim have to do with that? That Hashem just took him out of the place called Urkastim? No, it's part of the Seder, that you chose Avram, and you took him out of the Kivshana Eishin Urkastim. And just like Shemaim and the Aretz and the Yam, they all have children, Avram also now can have children. That's also part of my separations. Why? Because Hotzeisu mi'erkastim is Tamish Mo'avram. So it comes out that these three things are interrelated, which will now help us understand another question which we asked, that one of the insults that Nimrod threw at Avram was that he said about him, Avram zu pirda akara lemailid. That Avram is a pirda, he's not able to have children. But what happens after that? Nimrod takes Avram, throws him into the Kivshana Eish, and guess what? Avram's not able to have children. So the very Nimrod who insulted Avram by saying he can't have any children was the one who was masaking him. Furthermore, what's fascinating is that later on, in Targum Yonasan, in Perek Tes Zayin, Pasuk Hey, when Avram Avinu goes down to Mitzrayim, so the Torah tells us that Avram left with Hagar. And Targum Yonasan is a major chiddush that Hagar was the daughter of Paro, who was the daughter of Nimrod, who was the son of Nimrod. That means to say that here Avram wasn't able to have children, right? He goes down to Mitzrayim immediately after that, takes Hagar as a wife, and has Yishmael. That means to say that this Yishmael is the great-grandson of Nimrod. So here Nimrod was one just before that who said Avram can't have any children, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows him that not only does Avram have children, he's able to have children from the Mishpach of Nimrod. And to answer the question of the Ramban asked, so Avram came out of the Kivshana Eish. People didn't believe. But now that Melech Sodom came out of that pit, so people started to believe. So affect the Ramban. Why? What's the connection? So perhaps we could say as follows. That the Pasuk tells us that the pit in which Melech Sodom fell into was Be'eros Be'eros Chemar. It was pits of mortar. Now this word mortar goes back to what? To the Dor HaFlaga. To the Migdal. That the Torah tells us that instead of using stone, they use Levanim and Chemar. And now that we establish that the Kivshana Eish was the pit of the Dor HaFlaga, of the Dor HaMigdal, which was made of Chemar, so That's the pshat. When they saw that Melech Sodom fell into a pit of chemar, which should probably kill a person, he came up and he was okay. They believe that it can happen with Avram too, because Avram also fell into a pit of chemar and came out alive. And it's very meduyik in Rashi, is quoting the Medrash. Rashi says, "V'kevin sheyatzazam min ha-chemar." They believed in Avram l'mafreya. That's just the pshat that he came out of the pit. But it was a very sane pit, type of pit, that Avram came out of, the Melech Sodom came out of too. That's why they're able to draw the connection. When we establish this fact, that Avram Avinu, that pit of the Kivshan Ha'esh, was the one of the Dor HaFlaga. Alternatively, you could say, based on a Medrash and Bereishis Rabba Mem Beis, that this milchama of the Arba Melechem, the Chamisha Melechem, the Pasuk says, Vayavo el Ein Mishpat Hi Kaddish. He Kaddish. That's what the name of the place. And the Medrash says there, Karnet Rav Acha, it's called Kaddish, Hu Shekideh Shmo Shal Kaddish Baruch Hu B'Kivshan Ha'esh. Because Avram Avinu was Mekadesh Shem Shemaim in the Kivshan Ha'esh. So, although it doesn't seem like that on the surface, according to Rav Acha, that this place of this Milchama is called Kaddish, as a hint to Avram, who was Mekadesh Shem Shemaim in the Kivshan Ha'esh, why would it be called that? Unless it was the Kivshan Ha'esh was there. So, of course, it may be a bit of a stretch to say that the actual pit that Melech Sodom fell into was the Kivshan Ha'esh that Avram Avinu was thrown into, although it is mashed up in the Medrash this way. But even if we don't go so far, we can still say that since they were both Chemer, so Mamela, they were able to see from stone exactly what happened to Avram Avinu. So we'll conclude with this Medrash. The Medrash says, Vayoimu in Sintanchu Mayashan, Vayoimu Ishal Re'ehu, Hava Nobad Melevenim, that they were building the Migdal, and they built it very, very high. They succeeded. The Medrash says, Kol Mashah Hayu Oisim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matzliach B'yadam. Everything that they wanted to do, Hashem let them do it. Why? Kedei L'sachik Aleihem B'achreina. Because he wanted to laugh at them at the end. Shenemar Yoyishev B'Shamayim Yishchak. That Hashem laughed at them. That it was like a game. It was a schaik that they were making against Ribbono Shel Olam, and Hashem had a good laugh from it. The question is, what was the good laugh? Where do we see anything comical from the Pesukim or from the Medrash, like that you could laugh about it? Shad is like this. They were building this tower as a rebellion against the Ribbono Shel Olam, and they threw Avram Avinu into this fire, hoping to kill Avram Avinu, and not only did he not die, he was an Akar, and now he was able to have children. So, v'nahapachu, he was able to reproduce and to carry on his teachings by being thrown into the Kivshan Ha'esh. That's a big schaik, is it not? He was able to have Yitzchak from that. So that's the pshat. That they built this tower and they thought they were going to succeed in the rebellion against Hashem and throw Avram Avinu, kill him and to finish off the rebellion. There shouldn't be any name of Hashem in the world anymore. That was the war against Hashem, Al Hashem, Al Mashiachai. But that's called Yoishev Hashemayim Yitzchak. What's the schaik? Yitzchak is Yitzchak. And in fact, Chazal tell us that really Yitzchak's name originally was Yitzchak and went from a sin to a tzadi. That's the 210 years of Yitzias Mitzrayim, of Galus Mitzrayim, was the difference in Gematria between a sin and a tzadi, 390. That's the tzchaik. That Yitzchak emerged from the Kivshan Ha'esh because now Avram was able to have children. And it's a lesson for us today because those who are eyeing a little bit into what's going on in the world today, it's literally rebellion against Hashem. It's Melchama al Hashem al Mashiachai. This has nothing to do with politics, right? This is a war against Hashem. There's a war taking place against Hashem. We're not going to get into the specifics right now, but we're living in a time in history where all the nations of the world are rising up against the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's really what liberalism means. Liberalism means to liberate the world from God. There should be no godliness anymore. They wipe out the name of the Jewish people and God, and there shouldn't be anything like that anymore. But in the same way that the Dor HaMigdal, of which the Torah says, Zechor Yomais Olam, the Sfasemah says, remember the Dor HaMigdal. It's a lesson, and it's in the Torah to teach us for all future generations. Like David says, that the Gemara says at the beginning of Odazar, there's going to be a time again in history that there's going to be a Melchama al Hashem va'al Mashiachai. But Yoyishev Hashemayim Yislak, Hashem is watching. And it looks like he's letting everything happen, and he's v'him matzlichim b'yadim. Everything that they're trying to do, they're being matzliach. A Jew has to know be'amun and b'tochen, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is there, that he's watching, and yoyishev v'shamayim yitzchak. Like the Medrash says, k'dei v'sachik aleihem b'acharena. Kadosh Baruch Hu will have the last laugh. He will have the last laugh. And Hashem's name will be in this Kaddish. We should be zeichet to see that. V'im heirav yameinu v'tekamim v'shech tzidkeinu. Amen.